Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission today, well, sounds simple enough. Take one single, very concise statement from our source material and basically use it to reverse engineer an entire market environment. We're not just, you know, reading the tea leaves here. We're using just a few words to try and map out the underlying economic physics.
That's a great way to put it. Our core finding today is this. Market conditions supported rapid sales for motivated sellers. Just eight words.
Eight words.
But it's a really potent diagnosis of, well, market health at a specific time. It's not just describing something that happened. It paints a picture of an ecosystem where certain actions, certain behaviors were actively rewarded by the system itself.
Exactly. And we want to break down what must have been true about the economy, about how easily transactions happened, maybe even about the mindset of the buyers and sellers for this statement to really hold water. That word supported, that's key, isn't it?
Absolutely key.
This isn't just passive, like, oh, it was possible. No, this sounds like active encouragement. The conditions were somehow set up, or maybe they just evolved, to speed up the specific thing the seller wanted.
Precisely. So we're aiming to squeeze every last drop of insight from this finding.
Right.
And to do that, yeah, we kind of need to treat this sentence like an equation. Let's pull apart the variables.
Okay.
You know, the actors, the outcome, the environment around them.
Yeah.
And see how they all fit together,
yeah.
How they interact.
Okay, let's do that. Let's unpack it, starting with the driving force, the people involved, motivated sellers. When we hear that phrase, we kind of naturally think of someone in a hurry, right? But what's the source implicitly telling us about their priorities? What really matters to them?
Well, motivated sellers is crucial because it flags an immediate trade-off. Hmm. You know, your typical seller, they want the highest possible price, maybe the least hassle.
Right, maximize everything.
Speedily. Hmm. But a motivated seller, they've got some internal pressure. Could be financial, personal, logistical, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's strong enough to maybe overshadow getting that absolute top dollar or dragging out negotiations. Their main focus, it shifts. It becomes speed and certainty, getting it done.
Hmm. Is there a difference there, though? I mean, are we talking about the seller who just got a job transfer across the country and, like, needs to sell next week?
Yeah.
Or is it the seller who's maybe facing some financial trouble and desperately needs the cash? Does the market, you know, treat those different motivations differently?
That's a really sharp question.
Yeah.
Because while the source just groups them all together, motivated sellers,
The
market conditions described here, they tend to make the outward demands look pretty similar.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So regardless of the internal reason, maybe it's necessity, maybe it's distress, what they both end up demanding from the buyer is kind of the same thing. Speed, certainty, minimal complications. And in this specific environment, the market seems to be responding primarily to that demand for speed, maybe less so the why behind it. It's delivering that velocity. That's the immediate reward for being motivated.
So the seller's engine's running hot. They need a fast close. And the result thereafter is explicitly called rapid sales.
Yep, rapid sales. That's the concrete outcome, the thing you can measure. And it's more than just, you know, a reasonably quick sale. It's a sale that somehow bypasses the usual waiting games.
Skips the line somehow.
Exactly. For a sale to be genuinely rapid, the typical bottlenecks, the friction points they have to be either gone or drastically reduced.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably talking deals closing in days, maybe a couple weeks tops.
Wow.
Not the sort of 30, 45, 60-day cycles we often think of as standard.
That really requires a fundamental change in how deals normally get done. So for the seller, the cost of their motivation, maybe taking a slightly lower price that's balanced out by the sheer value of getting it done now.
Mm.
And that calculation, that only works if the market structure itself is fiercely rewarding that speed.
Precisely. Think about it. If that same motivated seller tried this in a slow, sluggish market, their urgency, that'd be seen as a weakness.
Yeah. Buyers would lowball them, drag it out.
Exactly. Lengthy lowball offers trying to exploit their need. So the fact that the source says the sales were rapid, that implies the market actually protected that motivated seller, protected them from being penalized for needing to sell quickly.
Okay, this is getting interesting. Let's get to the structural core then.
Yeah.
If you've got these motivated sellers who need guaranteed speed, what specific market conditions have to be in place to actively support that? Not just allow it, but support it. What stops that motivated seller from just getting stuck in, you know, transactional traffic jams?
Right. The support has to be pretty comprehensive. It needs to create high velocity. And it needs to give the seller the leverage, really, to enforce their need for speed. We can probably infer at least two big structural things must be going on, both kilted in the seller's favor.
Okay, lay them out for us. What's the first big one?
Well, inference one is, I think, non-negotiable. You absolutely must have high demand combined with critically low inventory.
The classic squeeze.
The classic squeeze, exactly. You just can't guarantee rapid sale if the property sits there gathering dust for even a week. The conditions have to ensure that the second it's listed, bam, there's an immediate aggressive line of interested, qualified buyers ready to go.
So lots of people wanting few things.
Yeah, and that competition, that pressure, it stops any single buyer from dragging their feet or trying to nickel and dime on concessions or timing.
Okay, that makes total sense for drumming up interest fast. But, you know, getting offers is one thing. Actually closing the deal rapidly is another. A buyer can be really keen, but if they need, say, 45 days to get their mortgage sorted, well, sale isn't rapid anymore, is it?
Good point.
So what's inference two? How does the market deal with the red tape?
Inference two points right at exceptional financial fluidity and streamlined processes.
Yeah.
This is where you really see the conditions actively helping the seller get that speed. Rapid sales, they kill conditional delays.
How so?
Well, to get rid of that standard, say, 30-day financing wait, the market needs to be swimming in capital that doesn't require those long traditional underwriting cycles.
Okay. Can you give us a practical example? What does that financial fluidity actually look like on the ground?
Sure. It usually shows up in two main ways. First, you see a really high number of cash offers.
Mm.
Or maybe offers using things like bridge loans, which basically cut out the institutional delays.
Right. Cash is king for speed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And second, and this is often even more revealing, you see buyers waiving contingencies, the things that usually slow deals down the most. Inspection contingencies.
Where they can back out if they find problems.
Exactly. And appraisal contingencies.
Hmm.
Where the bank loan depends on the house being valued at the purchase price.
Okay, hold on. So if the seller needs to close fast, the market has to be so competitive that buyers are basically saying, look, I'll take the risk. I'll risk paying more than maybe a bank thinks it's worth just to make sure I get this deal. They're essentially throwing away the usual safety nets that protect them from, you know, overpaying or buying something with hidden issues.
That's exactly it. The buyer, feeling the heat from the high demand and low inventory, that's inference one, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're basically forced to accept the seller's demand for speed, that's inference two. The market conditions are handing the seller, even the motivated seller, the power to demand minimal contingencies, really quick closing dates, maybe even non-refundable deposits up front.
Wow. So here's where it gets really interesting then. The seller, maybe they were initially willing to take a bit of a price cut just to get it done fast.
Right.
But because these market conditions are so strongly supporting their need for speed, they might actually end up getting both. Speed and a price that's close to asking, maybe sometimes even over asking.
Yes.
Simply because the buyers are competing fiercely on speed and certainty, not just on the dollar amount.
That is the powerful synergy right there. The conditions aren't just generally favorable. They seem specifically tuned to reward the seller's primary motivation, which is speed. The market effectively takes the seller's internal pressure and turns it into guaranteed fast execution. And yeah, often a higher final price because buyers are pressured into waiving those appraisal protections. And that brings us, I think, to the core insight the source is really pointing to. These market conditions didn't just allow for fast sales, they created an acceleration loop.
An acceleration loop.
Yeah, the real power is in that combination. Supported rapid sales, it's not just a coincidence. It suggests a state of, like, maximum possible transactional efficiency for motivated sellers.
Okay, an acceleration loop. Let's unpack that a bit more. How does the market structure actively amplify the seller's initial motivation? How does that work?
Well, think about the sequence. The motivated seller lists quickly. That's their internal pressure, right?
Right, need to sell now.
Then, because the market conditions dictate super high demand, almost instantly, non-contingent, strong offers flood in. That's the external support.
Okay.
The seller then says, okay, great offer, but we close in 10 days. They enforce a really swift closing schedule. And that further incentivizes only the most aggressive, most financially liquid buyers to stay in the game.
Pushing out anyone who needs more time.
Exactly. So the result isn't just fast, it's hyper fast. It's driven by the structure itself, validating and amplifying the seller's original need for speed.
Which has got to dramatically change the whole negotiation dynamic, doesn't it? I mean, in a normal balanced market, negotiation is usually about, you know, price repairs, timing, finding a middle ground.
Right, give and take.
But in this acceleration loop, it sounds like negotiation is almost entirely about one thing, transaction velocity. Can you meet my timeline? Yes or no?
Pretty much. The power shifts completely towards enforcing speed. If a buyer comes in and says, "Great offer, but I need an inspection contingency," or "I need 30 days for financing," the motivated seller in this market probably doesn't even bother arguing.
They just move on.
They just move to the next offer in line, the one that's maybe all cash and ready to close next week. The structure ensures that anyone trying to add friction, anyone trying to slow things down, just gets pushed aside immediately.
We should probably also touch on who benefits most here besides the seller. You mentioned cash buyers, streamlined processes. What does this kind of supported rapid sales environment imply about, say, investor activity?
Oh, that's a critical angle. Mm-hmm. Investors, I mean, people or companies buying property purely for financial return, they're often inherently motivated by efficiency and speed. It's their business model.
Right. Time is money for them, literally.
Exactly. So this kind of environment, it's incredibly attractive to them. They often have the liquid capital for cash offers. They're generally better equipped, or at least more accustomed, to assessing and absorbing the risk of waived contingencies compared to maybe a first-time homebuyer.
So they can play the speed game very effectively.
Very effectively. This market becomes a magnet for financial players because the conditions guarantee their capital gets put to work quickly. They become major participants, which then further increases the percentage of these rapid streamlined sales, feeding that acceleration loop we talked about.
So the source is describing a period where efficiency was absolutely king. The market was like this giant financial funnel, perfectly aligned to validate the motivated seller's need for speed and basically guarantee their success in exchange for them being willing to transact instantly. The market didn't just tolerate speed. It sounds like it almost got, well, addicted to it.
Addicted is a strong word, but yeah, it captures that intensity. The period this source identifies is one where the structure, the scarcity, liquidity perfectly lined up with and amplified the seller's drive. It really is a snapshot of a market operating at peak velocity.
Wow.
So the big question then becomes, what does this intense burst of efficiency mean for the longer term? Hashtag altruism.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive, hasn't it? Starting from just 8 words, we broke down the pieces, that necessary internal drive of the seller.
The motivation.
The measurable outcome, which was pure speed.
Rapid sales.
And then the essential environmental support. Sky-high demand, hardly any inventory, and crucially, that financial lubrication that just cut through all the usual red tape.
Yeah, and I think the key takeaway for you, the listener, is really recognizing how market structure itself can actively pick winners, in a sense.
Yeah.
It can endorse and accelerate very specific behaviors. When that external environment lines up perfectly with someone's internal driver, like the seller's need for speed here, you get this incredible acceleration. And often, that comes with maybe unintended consequences, like giving huge leverage to sellers, even those who started out feeling like they were under pressure.
It really was a market that seemed fundamentally intolerant of any kind of delay.
Which, yeah, it raises a really important final question, something for you to think about maybe for future analysis. If a market gets used to rewarding speed and motivation this intensely, what's the lasting effect? What's the ripple effect on just normal, standard, non-motivated deals once things maybe start to cool off a bit? Does experiencing this high-efficiency period permanently change expectations? Doesn't it make a normal 30-day close suddenly feel sluggish and inefficient to everyone involved? And maybe, do buyers who got burned waiving contingencies during this frenzy push back harder for protections later on, you know, fundamentally shifting how negotiations happen for years to come?
That's a fascinating thought. Once the market learns it can run that fast, maybe our perception of normal speed just shifts permanently.
Could be.
Well, thank you for joining us for the deep dive. Lots to think about there. We'll catch you next time.